Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. It's God's war and we are his soldiers. Your kingdom outpost in God's war. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. CDC votes to include COVID shots in the panel of vaccines recommended for children entering public schools. Florida State University procures 51 defibrillators. I understand, one for each dorm. Why does a college need defibrillators in each dorm, and why is the college recommending regular heart checks for their students? Therapists warn that forcing kids to identify their pronouns and use pronouns for others inconsistent with perceived gender is psychologically damaging. Heritage Foundation released a report analyzing U.S. military strength and preparedness. Russia has 12,000 missiles. CCP has 14,000 missiles. The U.S. has... wait for it, you won't believe this. Joaquin Guzman, known also as that drug cartel lord, El Chapo, arrested a while back, given life in prison, starts to canary in his cage. Tells reporters U.S. will never stop drug cartels until they stop the U.S. and Mexican politicians and police, who are the real power in the drug trade. What's really going down on our borders? Good news, SCOTUS ruling in the New York versus Bruin strikes down virtually all Second Amendment infringement laws. Hoorah. Well, that's the menu. Let's see how much of it we can serve up for you today. Ready, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
CDC votes to include COVID shots in the panel of vaccines recommended for children entering public schools. Let's clarify some things. CDC cannot require schools to mandate vaccines for students in order to attend school. It's a recommendation. CDC has no legal power to enforce anything like that. However, we know how this works. Government entities like the CDC provide cover for the wicked politicians who want to govern contrary to the will of the people, many of them. It's illegal for states to do this with a vaccine that has not been fully approved by the FDA. So the first question is, has the emergency authorization been lifted? And if so, can we then begin the class action lawsuit against Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and AstraZeneca right now, you know, to begin getting compensation for the multiple thousands of those who have suffered miserably from this human trial experiment? Claims that the FDA gave full approval to Pfizer shot about a year ago proved to be a lie. Remember that? I went over it in detail. I have the documents, and I've looked at them with my own brown eyes. They approved Comirnaty, which was at that time not even being manufactured, and that approval was conditioned upon several tests and so forth. Well, has all this been done? And yet those documents were used by the Marxist socialist media, now being called the legacy media, to spread the misinformation, the propaganda, that Pfizer had full FDA approval. Well, I've got copies of these documents here in my archives. So now they are telling us Pfizer's vaccine is being released under a new name, Comirnaty. And I'm trying to figure out why I should believe a single thing these jackals say. For example, here's an article dated December 2021. Looks like U.S. worked with CCP military on gain of function and knew of the COVID leak. How about that? Judicial Watch obtained 221 pages of NIH records, including grants that funneled money to the Wuhan lab. Do you believe them when they say they didn't know Wuhan was engaged in gain of function research? We didn't know. Well, yeah, only if you have drunk deeply into the Kool-Aid, you know? Or have overdosed on blue pill opiates. Only if you're among those suffering from delirium, psychological disassociation, and you can no longer differentiate between fantasy and reality. You know, you're like those nuts that go around claiming to be Nero or Napoleon, only With you, it's claiming a man can get pregnant. Otherwise, you're able to see what's right in front of you. CDC, FDA, NIAID, that's Fauci's thing, NIH. They are all a pack of liars, just like Fauci. And let me tell you something. All liars will have their part in the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. That's the second death, friend. Revelation 21:8. And in that fire, no amount of mind-bending denial of reality is going to relieve your wicked, lying soul. Judicial Watch documents the fact that the United States NIH, NIAID, knowingly is the key word, worked with the Chinese military. So Fauci was lying when he said he trusted the Wuhan scientists because, well, they're not CCP military. But he knew for a fact that the lab was under direct control of the CCP military and there was a presence there regularly right along. Do you believe Fauci? Yeah, well, only if you're suffering from blue pill overdose. Judicial Watch discovered documents from NIH and NIAID, NIAID, that show 2 weeks before we were told about the dangerous coronavirus. What do you know? Moderna mRNA technology was transferred in a secret deal to Dr. Barrick. That's Fauci's associate and the infamous Wuhan Bat Lady's partner. What? Remember, the Barrick people are the ones who demonize anyone that dared say the virus might have resulted from a lab leak. But when talking to libs about this, well, it's just like the Russian dossier thing. You know, remember Russian collusion? Well, it's all they could talk about until finally the truth came out that proves it was all a lie. They had dragged us through 4 years of nonstop harassment, just painful, miserable lying about this. And then it's proved to be what Trump said it was all along. Fake. And the libs, you know what they do when this happens? They just simply switch conversation. Let's talk about something else. Same thing here. They hammered on us 24/7 about the Wuhan lab leak being a conspiracy theory. They ruined careers, destroyed lives over allegations of misinformation when all along they were the ones perpetrating misinformation. Really fraud upon the American people. So now we know the truth. And they just switch topics, shuffle about a bit, and start a whole new propaganda assault on the American people. These liars and cheats and fakes would not even admit that there was a problem with CCP allowing their citizens to travel the world at the time this all came out, after the leak occurred, while not allowing them to travel within China and nothing to see here. Sorry. Now they're telling us this vaccine is safe and secure to be used on children, even infants, by the way. And you believe them? Their own records tell us children are not vulnerable to the COVID disease. What's this about? But they want to vaccinate them anyway. Infertility is a major concern with these vaccines. That's been established. Myocarditis, swelling up of the heart, that's been documented to be associated with these shots. So they changed the name to Comirnaty and yet also claim Comirnaty is the same thing. I can't take the time now to explain why they're doing that, but look, it's all about shell game here. So they can't have it both ways. Comirnaty is, according to their own testimony, the Pfizer-BioNTech shot. So you're dealing with liars here, guilty of the blood of all who have died from this exercise in legalized mass murder. Remember first, when questions about calling this gene therapy came up, we found out they changed the definition of vaccine in order to include the mRNA gene therapy shot as a vaccine when it would not otherwise qualify as a vaccine. Fauci and the government medical establishment has been caught in the lie claiming the mRNA shot does not manipulate the genome when it has been proved that it does insert into the cell and cause replication of spike proteins. Friend, this is not your friendly Salk's polio vaccine or even anything remotely like a former flu vaccine. This whole thing has been put on us with lie after lie after lie. And it all must be challenged legally, and no parent should be forced to expose their child to this mess. In this country, the people have the protection of the Constitution for their inalienable rights. It's illegal for states to force vaccinate students with any kind of a vaccine, really. But they've gotten away with this nonsense, this coercion and compulsion, because we let them get away with it. But they've crossed the line now. They've abused the privileges we have allowed them. They've broken our trust. We cannot believe these people anymore. And what they're trying to do, it seems to me, is to get the states now to step in and provide extended legal cover from the wave of lawsuits that is building up right now, and don't let them get away with it. A class action lawsuit must be initiated against the pharmas for their irresponsible and dangerous conduct, and malfeasance charges should be brought against every politician or government-connected medical establishment, doctor, or medical professional that advocated for forcing people to get a shot without their full and informed consent. They would not even willingly give up information about these shots. Remember that? They were hiding it. That you've been lied to and bullied and bribed into participating in a population-wide medical experiment or something worse. Empty the schools, for heaven's sakes. Deliver the children from these wicked and unreasonable people. They're a bunch of crazy nut jobs, distorting the character and the lives and the souls of our children. Don't let them add this to the whole thing and hit them with a vaccine that we have all kinds of doubts about. Hold on through the break, my friends. I'll be right back. I'm not kidding. Write your state representatives. Call them. Rise up, O people of God. Speak out against this nonsense. They cannot be allowed to herd your children into their cattle chutes. Protect your children from these Frankensteins. Drag them into court. Press these pharmaceutical companies for disclosure. Make them tell the truth about this whole thing, because they've been lying to you right from the beginning. We've caught them in enough lies already to justify standing up and saying, no, I don't believe you anymore.
The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. Warning, we have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheibach's mind. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the...
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheibach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that is right now working on stealing from us all our liberties. Here is something to think about. While the California school system and this state thinks about adding the COVID shot to required vaccines for your children to attend school. Florida State University has procured 51 defibrillators. I understand they intend to place one in each dorm. Why does a college need defibrillators in each dorm? And why is the college recommending regular heart checks for their students? Well, let's ask medical doctor James Olson. He is hopping mad about the young people that are just dropping over dead ever since this COVID jab thing's been rolled out. In less than 2 weeks' time, this is the latest stuff that's going on, a 22-year-old college soccer player was found suddenly dead in his dorm room. A 17-year-old high school kid suddenly dead during choir practice. Then an 18-year-old college football player suddenly dead. A Princeton University student found suddenly dead. Now that's four students found suddenly dead in the last 2 weeks, within 2 weeks. 17, 18, 20, and 22 years old. Perfectly healthy before. Suddenly, surprisingly, unexpectedly, keel over dead. Maybe that's why Florida State University is alarmed. And they want defibrillators in each dorm. And they're pushing students to get regular heart checkups. A lead video engineer, Brian Muster, found suddenly dead. Tristan Nash, son of World Wrestling Entertainment Hall of Famer Kevin Nash, found suddenly dead at 26. And we could go on and on and on and on with this. If you are paying attention and not sitting hypnotized by the crazed, Trump-hating, delusional, idiotronic humanoid robots pumping you full of government propaganda. Now, well, you've seen the videos of people dropping dead. Suddenly, just falling over dead. Hundreds of these are out there. All over the world this is going on. We must demand answers. Listen, parents. If your child has been a victim of this, demand an autopsy. And then be careful. Get a second opinion on that autopsy. Press. Get in the faces of these lazy political people hired to protect us, to represent us, not Big Pharma, to represent us, not Soros. We're the ones paying their salaries. Press the police, the sheriff, the coroner. I mean, I don't know where to go with this, but go everywhere that you can think to go with this and demand an autopsy. If you demand it, I would expect they have to honor that. Press. Shout, scream if you have to. Someone affected by this, stand up, speak up, demand an autopsy. Okay, Heritage Foundation released a report analyzing U.S. military strength and preparedness. Russia has 12,000 missiles, CCP has 14,000, and the U.S. has 300. This cannot be excused by ignorance. This is malfeasance on a level that can be called nothing short of treason. News Target reports that U.S. military running out of key munitions, including anti-tank javelins, by gifting them to Ukraine as production capacity falls. Here's an article warning that recent movements in China suggest shifting to a war footing against U.S. And at the same time, some are speculating the China, at least the CCP in China, is tottering on the brink of collapse, which is a dangerous combination, my friends. CCP interests here in the United States, and we know that they are pervasive, are feeling the shift in public sentiment away from China, that is CCP, and away from their puppet president pretender, Joe Benedict Biden, or Joe Mao Biden. These folks know that if they fail to steal the 2022, it's over. CCP and China are becoming desperate. They also are reading the writing on the wall, written by the hand of God and the blood spilled at Tiananmen. Be sure your sins will find you. I've called upon the Lord to break the CCP off the backs of the precious Chinese people. Oh Lord, how long will you look on? But these forces are desperate and will do insane things. Why do they want an insane man with his finger near the button? I wonder. I hope the rumors are true that the football is secretly secured from his reach. Our recruiting numbers are dangerously low, and you don't see any concern about this beyond window dressing. These lying traitors know that red-blooded American patriots, you know, the type that willingly lay down their lives for their country, well, they have no will to fight in a queer army where it's forced on them, pushed into their faces constantly. Give me a break. Where they're told to deny reality and play along with this charade. They know exactly who they are repelling from the military. They know. And it's exactly the people they don't want in their military. The ones they would outright purge out if they could get away with it. Straight Christian conservatives, they don't want them. They cannot depend on that sort of soldier to turn their guns against their own or to lay down their weapons at the feet of our nation's enemies. They need people who hate America and hate Christianity and hate the Constitution. They need oath breakers, not oath keepers. They need God-hating, America-despising, warped and demented crazy people, because corrupt people are easier to manage. They're easier to manipulate and control. You can get them to commit treason because, well, they have no loyalty to anything anyway. This administration and those following Biden and that company, supporting him, these people know exactly what they're doing. They're weakening America in preparation for the CCP to attack. You know that the people all around the world are laughing at us, mocking us. They think we're a bunch of crazy loons. Well, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God raises a standard against that enemy. And I've been talking about the great divine intervention in my pulpit lately and trying to help Christians understand it. How that we are the intervention that's needed right now, and we will need to band together and rise up against this enemy. Every time I go over Romans 13 and show what is obvious in that passage, you know who stiffens their necks and gets all hot about it? It's the Christians. Yeah, silly Christians whose mind is so confused about all this. God ordains all power, and the only powers that are those that are ordained by God. Well, have you noticed that Paul in Ephesians tells us to wrestle against powers? Think about this. Clearly, we're not called upon to wrestle against the ordained powers. And you look at the word against in that passage. Against, 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 against. We're not for. Oh, good heavens. These powers are not included in the powers ordained by God for the specific purpose of executing wrath against evildoers. That's what that power is ordained to do. If that power is used for anything else, it has left from under the ordaining authority of God. Any power that does not execute wrath against an evildoer is not ordained of God. Not every political ruler, like Newsom, for example, is ordained of God to hold the power he usurps daily. Hosea complained against Israel because they set up kings, but God said, not by me. The kings Israel put in place were not ordained of God to serve as ruler over the people. The criteria has been given to us by God through his standard bearer, King David. Through him, God said, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. 2 Samuel 23:3. No leader in this country or in the world that is unjust and who does not rule in the fear of God is a legitimate ruler under God. If you are paying attention, every single one of these sorts becomes a tyrant if they don't start that way, and they become an enemy of the natural and inalienable rights of the people. We look to the Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, to raise up saviors, champions, who will rally God's soldiers to defend our liberties. The founders spoke as one man on this question. This country was founded on the principle that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. That when governments become the enemy of these rights, the people have a right to resist, to band together and rise up and have a duty, as a matter of fact, to resist tyranny. This brings up the whole point of the Second Amendment. And sadly, I don't have time to go into it as deeply as I would like, but understand that the Second Amendment is not about the right to shoot a deer for food. It's about the right to defend your liberties against tyrants. Tyranny cannot long thrive where the people have the right to defend their liberties. SCOTUS' recent ruling in New York versus Bruin strikes down virtually all Second Amendment infringement laws. Clarence Thomas, God bless him, wrote the decision, and in a vote of 6-3, it was confirmed, it was ruled that from now on, Second Amendment challenges will be examined on the basis of the simple reading of the text of the Constitution, understood within the historical context in which that language was written. And the Second Amendment was written in the context of a people defending themselves against tyrants that rose up within their own country at that time. Now, here's the full text of the ruling. You can read it. I've got it in my notes. In the day the Second Amendment was written, the people were guaranteed the right to be armed equivalent to their army. Anyway, I've got to close. I wish I could go into that some further and help you understand all this. But thank God the SCOTUS ruled to set the standard for challenges to our constitutionally protected right of self-defense will be understood within the plain language of the text of that amendment, and that understood within its historical setting. If America wants to change the Constitution, there is a provision within the law for how that is to be done. The SCOTUS was right on in their decision. I've lit the lamps at the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button, send me an email. You can leave a message for me in our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. And I would encourage many of you to check in with me. I haven't heard from some of you for quite a while. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America, and I'll see you in church.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. www.godswar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the Spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is King and all mankind is subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted that all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. The choice is clear. One side wants to remove America out from under God. The other side wants to reaffirm America as one nation under God. One side wants to force homosexuality, promiscuity, and abortion to term on all of us. They want to force us to recognize 51 genders. They want to take away our right to self-defense. They want to encourage men to think they're girls and force our girls to compete with men in athletics. They are unreasonable and wicked. Choose your side: the Spirit of Jesus Christ and liberty, or the Spirit of Antichrist and tyranny. Go to godswar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.